Funky Fitness Now, episode number 5, Home Fitness Fails.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like being strangled when you exercise.
Welcome to Funky Fitness Now, where every week we take a look at some of the creative, unusual, and crazy things people do to get fit. We have a lot of fun, and occasionally we even learn something. So fasten your weight belt. It's time for Funky Fitness Now. Here are your hosts, Steve Stearns and Jessica Bailey.
Hi, this is Steve Stearns from Funky Fitness Now, and welcome to episode number 5. We're talking all about the wacky and funky fitness stuff that we do at home. And I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Jessica Bailey. Hey, Jessica.
Hey, I'm so excited about tonight. How fun to talk about stupid things that people do at home.
Exactly. And if you're going to, fail, you might as well fail at home, right?
Right. Well, that's what they say. Like, if you're going to do something, you better do it big.
Yeah.
People do.
And people do. That's right. All the time.
Yes. Yes.
You know, and usually you would think, well, when I'm at home, I'm kind of in private. No one has to see this. But there seems to be somebody hanging around with a camera and putting that stuff up on YouTube.
Yeah, that it's very interesting how we always get fails on video on YouTube, because it was quite easy to like put in fitness fails at home and thousands of things came up.
I know it. It's awesome.
Yeah, it was quite entertaining. I had very many times where I was distracted in life by watching people failing at home. It was awesome.
I know. It's great. I mean, and you know, I always hope that no one gets seriously hurt in these things, but most of the time it just looks like, wow, crazy. And I think, you know, for me anyway, I appreciate it, or I make a connection with it, because it could be me. I could be doing that.
Right, right. Well, and then you just watch it and you're like, oh, how could you be so dumb? But I do dumb stuff all the time. So I don't think people are trying to be dumb. And they don't think it's going to fail until they do.
Right. I think it's just one of those human nature things.
Yeah. You don't try. You don't know unless you try, right?
That's right. Well, one of my favorites, you know, and this is something that I had. I don't know if you ever had one of these, but you remember the pull-up bars? Remember those?
Oh, yes. I remember those.
Yeah. The pull-up bars, they preceded the energy bars, but you should need them. But I think some people did. So
that was a terrible joke.
It was a terrible joke. I can cut that out, which is good. But you know, these things, my experience with these, I think, is very similar to what I've been seeing on video. Is, you know, you kind of screw these things into a door frame, right? And then the idea is you're supposed to be able to do your pull-ups, which are great. I mean, you know, who wouldn't love to have the ability to do pull-ups at home? It's a great concept. The problem is the darn thing, you know, comes out of there. And usually while you're off the ground.
Of course it happens while you're off the ground. All of your body weight is pulling it. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, you know, either that happens to you. Either you grab onto the pull-up bar and you go to pull up and it comes off and you go slamming to the ground. Or it stays on and you just jam your head into the top of the doorway. I've seen both of those things happen.
Right. I bet you that's really cute, too.
Yeah.
Jamie. You're probably so proud of yourself that you got your chin up over the bar and then your head just sits the ceiling. That's amazing.
That's right. That's where that no pain, no gain comes in, I think, right there.
Right. And which we know is not the pain that they're talking about.
No, it's not that your head should hurt.
No, you know.
And then I've seen these videos. When I was out there looking around, I see these videos of they've got a new style of these things where there's kind of a hook that goes over the door to help it. But the problem with that one is you have to do it in a particular direction. So you've got all these people doing it in the other direction, and as soon as they put weight on it, it pulls the little hook off the door and bam, they go down.
They go flying backwards?
Yep.
Oh, nice. Yeah, of course it would happen. Of course.
Yeah.
I don't know where I would actually put that in my apartment, because I don't know that there is room for me to do it.
Yeah.
Without, like, seriously, if I were to go falling backwards, that would be bad. I would land like on a table. If I were to go forward, I would land like on my bed. I don't know.
Yeah.
This is the problem of a New York City apartment. I don't have anywhere to do this.
I don't have a good place here either. I mean, I can kind of keep looking at it and going, it's not that far from the head. From my head to the top of the doorway. So I don't know where I would put one of these.
Right. Well, I mean, maybe you should just save it for the gym.
I think so. Although I did find, and I'm going to make sure that I have this in the show notes, I found a really cool video that this guy made. And when I first came upon this, I was like, ooh, this would be great for the show. But it actually turns out that this is a pretty cool idea. He shows you how to do a modified pull-up using a couple of chairs, a mop handle, and two towels.
Ooh, that sounds cool.
Yeah. And like I said, at first I kind of went, really? Oh, this is going to be a disaster. But it really wasn't. I mean, he put the whole thing together and it was pretty neat. And he was able to do a whole bunch of different things. So I'm going to include that one in the show notes. I thought that was pretty good. I was thinking, come on, fail. But no.
Success. Right. Like the chairs are going to go flying out from under him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, that sounds awesome. I can't wait to see that. That sounds good. Thank you.
Yeah, I think it's a good one.
So I found something that has to do with a pole, too.
Oh, all right.
It's pole dancing. I mean, not the same kind of pole you had. Just we're going to turn it vertical.
Right.
So it's, you know, I understand the theory of it because you get resistance training and cardio and flexibility all in one.
Right.
And like pole dancers, they're pretty strong athletes, right? They can perform these tricks and they can suspend their weight by propelling around a metal pole. So it's great. But the problem is people just like don't understand that you have to be in shape to get on a pole. And they just try to like get up on this pole and swing themselves around. And invariably it doesn't work out so swell. Or they have on a lot of clothes. And that's a problem because if you have on a lot of clothing, there's nothing for your body to stick to holding onto that pole, right? You're just going to, if you're wearing like long pants, your pants are just going to like slip and slide.
I hadn't really considered that.
Yeah. I'm not saying you need to like be nude when you do it. I mean, you could be nude because you're in the privacy of your own home, but let's not. Okay. Let's say you're wearing like shorts and a tank top or something.
But you shouldn't wear mittens for sure.
You should not wear mittens.
That would be bad.
So, and you know, there are different types of pole dancing. I mean, like people just like tend to think of like the kind that you see in the strip clubs. But, you know, there's like sport kind of pole dancing where you're like, it's very like athletic. And there's, you know, like artistic pole dancing and there's like sexy pole dancing.
I had no idea. So
there's a lot of them. There's a lot of different styles. You know, you're not always at the strip club.
Now, my favorite. I'm not. I'm never there. I can't stay up that late.
Oh, right.
But the one thing that I saw when I was looking around at some of these at some of the pole dancing videos is the people that are intoxicated that give it a try.
Oh, it never works out well. It never works out well.
No.
It's like so dangerous because yes, it's fun, right? But it's still like serious athletic ability is required. And it's like taken really lightly. And it, like once you go swing around that pole, invariably someone can't hold on. They fall off on their head or they start swinging around the pole at their house and the pole falls down from the ceiling. You know, and they get hurt and they like swing into the television and it's not good.
Yeah, that's the thing. You have the bad installation of the pole is not good either, which is very similar to the pull-up bar. You know, it just comes right off the ceiling and goes crashing down.
Right. I know. Well, and especially because men can pole dance. It's not just a woman's sport, right? It's not just a woman's activity. And, you know, if men are usually a lot heavier and have a lot of different kind of strength than women do. So if it's not installed properly, that pole's going to fly off as soon as a man gets up there and starts like performing acrobatic tricks.
And you have this centrifugal force as your weight comes flying around the side of the pole. It's just going to pull it right off of there.
Right. Momentum is, in this case, momentum is not your friend.
No.
When the pole is not securely positioned into the wall.
I mean, I can appreciate the athleticism. I'm not sure that I have any desire to give that a try.
Yeah, I'm not really into it either. I would feel very awkward and maybe it's just because it's the I don't know how to do it. It's the fear of the unknown. I don't know how to do it. Yeah. And when I took a pole class once, like I felt like really uncoordinated and not really cute on this pole. So, but I think, you know, it's just like anything else. You got to work for it, right?
Right. Yeah, I'm sure, like you said, once you get it so that you are proficient at it, it's probably a lot of fun. It's probably like flying almost.
Yeah.
Flying with a pole.
We have a I found a video that is awesome, and I'm going to put it on our site and under the in the show notes so you can watch it and enjoy some pole dancing fails for yourself.
Right. These and we got all kinds of stuff. People sliding down the pole, pole coming off the steel, everything, right?
Oh, God. I can't wait. So awesome. I want to watch it right now.
It is. It's fun to watch those.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So, you know, the along these same lines, you know, one of the things that I was noticing as we're going through these is a lot of times it's fitness equipment that is just being used the wrong way is the problem.
Yeah.
You know, kind of like the pole, is not something that you should be using when you're intoxicated, right?
Correct.
It's an actual fitness piece. And the one that I came upon that was very similar to that was the exercise ball. Remember those?
Ooh, yeah.
What were those called? There was another name. I can't think of it now. But there was another name for these things. But, you know, it's the big blue.
Like physio ball?
Something like that, yeah. And you could sit on it even at your desk at work, and it kind of helps work your core and your balance and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And which is great. I mean, that's fine. The issue with this one, again, is that people are just using a good piece of equipment in the wrong way. And you see, I don't know what gets into people, but you see four people at four corners, each of them holding one of these big balls, and you're kind of looking at the video going, don't do it. And they all run into the middle and slam into each other. And generally, three of them are standing, and the fourth one is just like launched, you know.
God. Wait, and generally, everyone is a teenager, correct?
Yes, that's right. It's usually.
Yes.
But I think it's one of those things. It's like we're human beings, and it's like, ooh, a big ball, you know. What can I do with that? And the other stuff that I saw people doing with this, I thought was kind of ingenious. I hadn't even really considered this, is that they bury them in like the sand.
Oh, so it's like a trampoline. You would run and jump on it then. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a trampoline. And so they run, they hit it, they jump, they go up, they flip and land on their head or their neck.
Oh, yeah, that never works. Oh, my God, just thinking of it. It's like, yeah, you're not going to be able to fall. You know what I've seen at the gym is people trying to stand on the ball and do weight. That's really impressive to me that you have that kind of balance, because I would not be able to even get one foot up on the top of the ball.
No, I know it. And that's the other thing that they do. And thank you for reminding me of that. The other thing is people will run and jump onto the top of them.
Why?
I don't know.
Why would you do that? You can that's a good way to break your leg.
Yeah, what? It never works out well.
No, that's crazy. Oh, my God. Do you have a video of this?
Oh, yeah. And I'll make sure we put that in there. But,
oh, thank God.
And you know, some of those falls, too, I don't know how people, aside from exercise ball, any of these falls where they land on their neck, like their head is tucked under and the full force of their body comes straight down on their neck, how these people walk away from those.
Right? I bet you there are people that don't.
Probably.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's probably someone that is not emotionally connected that caught it on video.
Ugh.
You know, and then posted it on YouTube.
Yeah. Because I watch some of those, like those flips on the beach, and I just kind of go, oh man, don't do it, you know?
Right? Oh, I mean, what possesses people? Like, hey, I got an idea. I'm going to go out to Walmart and I'm going to spend $10 on this ball, and then I'm going to bury it in sand, and then I'm going to jump on it. Is that really what was going on?
I guess. I'm not sure. They probably didn't set out to do that. They probably went, oh, what's this fitness device that my mother has? Oh, what can we do with this?
What can we do with this? How can I fall down?
And somehow I think alcohol is involved in a lot of these.
That's really interesting. Yes, I think you're correct.
Yeah, so that's my other one, is the exercise ball. And I do have that video, so I'll make sure to put that in there too so we can check it out.
Oh,
it's crazy.
Awesome. So, the one that really gets to me is people that walk with hand weights, but not just walking, like dancing with hand weights. I understand it seems like a good idea, right? You're going to hold the weights, or you're going to put them around your ankles, and you're going to walk or dance or whatever, and you're going to add strength training to your cardio workout. Great. Kill two birds with one stone, right?
Wrong.
Like, it causes, when you do that, when you put weights in your hands or on your wrists or your ankles, it causes your body to move in an exaggerated manner. Mm. Like, next time you're at the gym and you see someone doing this, watch the way they move. Their bodies are moving like not really naturally. So like you can lean too far forward or you can lean backwards and it puts like unnecessary stress on your quadriceps, on your ankles and your shins, your low back, your shoulders. I mean, it's like a whole host of problems.
And
so
what's the point anyway? I mean, if because like you said, it sounds good to combine the two things, but the weight resistance of walking is not what you would do if you weren't walking.
Right.
You wouldn't stand there and just swing your arms back and forth.
Maybe you would. Well, we just most people don't. They probably are thinking they're going to get a bigger calorie burn.
Oh,
right.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And then people are always in search of changing their bodies. And, you know, people want a quick fix. Like, I'm going to get skinny tomorrow, you know, without thinking, like, what are the side effects from this? Am I really going to get in shape by walking and swinging weights and leaning forward and being weird? But my favorite is when people dance with the weight and being weird. Yeah.
Am I going to get in shape by being weird? That's a great question.
I don't know. Yeah. Well, so there is a method which I don't want to call out because I think it's going to bring up too much controversy and I don't want people pissed at me.
No, let's do it.
I don't know. Well, okay, fine, whatever. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Tracy Anderson method. They like have weights in their hands and they're dancing. Okay. I have a lot of issues with this, but whatever. I'm not going to talk about that right now because that's not the point of this podcast. But wonder if you are uncoordinated and you're like odd dancing and you're watching a Tracy Anderson video at home and you're doing this dancing and the weights. Oh, my God, you could fall down. You could break the window. I don't know. The way you fly out of your hand into the TV or kill your cat. I don't know. There's like a lot of things that could go wrong.
So you should have one of those emergency bracelet things, right?
Yes.
When you do that, so that if you do fall down, you can ask for some help.
Right, right. Because, of course, God, I hope you're doing this by yourself. Please tell me you're by yourself because it would be weird. But I found a video of a girl dancing with weights and within the first like 10 seconds, she falls. So it's a good reason. Don't pick up weights and then try dancing.
And what happens to the weights? Did the weights like land on her?
Well, I don't want to give it all away.
Okay, yeah, don't do that.
I think you should just watch the video because it's fun and entertaining. And there's a lesson in it. Don't do it.
And these are free weights or these are like those, are they the ankle kind of weights?
No, she's got like, I would say 2 pounds in her hands while she's kicking. Yep. It's pretty neat. Don't do it.
Don't do this at home.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, that's good. I mean, so we've got some pretty good ones there. And I know that you had found a couple extra ones. And we won't give away what those are, but we'll send those out in the email newsletter this week.
Yeah.
So that people can check those out, too, because they're a little wacky.
I actually found one that I really have to talk about.
Oh, okay.
It's really important that I talk about this. It's gas mask training.
That's the one I was just highlighting.
What the hell is that? I mean, what? I have watched this video about 80,000 times.
Okay, so can I guess before you reveal what it is? I just want to try. Okay, so here's what I think. It must be that you put the gas mask on and then you do some sort of strenuous cardiovascular exercise.
That's exactly what it is.
Why?
I don't know. Like, you put the gas mask on in order to train for high altitude runs or climbs.
Oh.
You know, basically.
So you're limiting your oxygen.
Yes. But your lungs are a muscle. And the stronger that you are, the more stress you put on them. So you would die in a gas mask because your lungs have to adapt to harder breathing conditions. So this is a terrible idea. You should never do this. And especially don't do it at home.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you could die. This is when you really need that little safety alert thing.
That's right.
Right?
You need a conscience or somebody on your shoulder going, what are you, crazy?
Right? Oh, my God.
Now, is this a legitimate training thing for somebody that is high altitude climbing? Or is this not even a good idea? Because really, for someone that's a high altitude climber, that is what they're going to be facing.
Right. I have a video of people doing this and it's like in a gym setting. So you're with other people doing this gas mask training, which, you know, you're a moron if you do that, whatever. But you got this gas mask on. So can you imagine if you were like not in the set in the setting of a group fitness class, you were just by yourself, would you get on the treadmill with your gas mask on?
Oh, man. And you just start passing out.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like being strangled when you exercise.
Now, if you are at the gym on the treadmill and the guy next to you has a gas mask on, that's maybe a message to you.
I think you should take a picture. You should take a picture and then tweet that out because what? That's crazy.
I thought
like
maybe that.
That
you were like, you know, causing people to put gas masks on. No.
You had too many beans at lunch or something?
Something like that.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh,
so,
man. All right. Well, that's a good one.
Yeah. So I have a video on that I will post on Funky Fitness Now that I think you should just watch too because that one is also entertaining. It seems that all of mine are very entertaining.
Yeah, they all are.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, the thing, aside from the gas mask one, most of these are just legitimate. Well, no, I guess your weight one isn't all that legitimate either, but the others are legitimate. They're just a misuse of the equipment, right?
Correct. I mean, I think with the exercise ball, people are not remembering that it's for exercise and right. They're using it for other
right.
other activities, like how to stimulate your life. I don't know what they're doing with it.
Yeah.
And the gas mask training is not legitimate and dancing with weights, not legitimate.
Yeah. Don't do either of those two. And on the other ones, just use the stuff for what it's meant for.
Yeah.
And if you're drinking, don't use physical fitness equipment at all.
Yeah, that's a terrible, terrible idea. And if you have a pole, make sure it's installed properly. Maybe that's right. You pay someone to install it for you.
Right. Don't have me install it. Get a professional to do it.
Correct.
That's awesome. So we have some pretty big news this week because we are on iTunes now.
Woohoo! Yay, us!
That is way awesome. So one thing that would be very helpful is if you're listening to the show and you like what you hear, head on over there and subscribe in iTunes or leave us a review, whatever you want to do. That would be so cool.
I know. Thank you. Thank you so much for listening to us, everybody. And you should be proud of us because we're on iTunes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And for those of you that have Android devices, we're on Stitcher Radio as well.
Yes, we are. Awesome.
Which is a very cool platform for listening to podcasts. I love it.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, so I think we're good to go. So this is going to be funkyfitnessnow.com/05. We'll have the links to all the stuff that we talked about, all the videos that we talked about, so you can see all these home fails for yourself. And we're getting together next week. What are we doing next week?
We're talking about fitness gadgets.
Oh.
The things that people use to try to get in shape. I'm assuming that that's what it is. I don't know. We're going to have to like do a little bit more research.
Okay.
Why people do this.
That's awesome. Well, I can't wait to do that one. I'll see you then.
Okay. Sounds great.
Okay.
Thanks for listening to the show. If you haven't already, make sure you visit funkyfitnessnow.com for more of the weird, wild, and kooky things people do to stay fit. While you're there, be sure to sign up for our weekly newsletter so you never miss an episode. See you next week.